This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bikes. I'm here with
Lily Chai.
We're talking about business licenses today. And if you have any thoughts around this, as usual, listening to our conversation, please let us know via Twitter. That's at BFM Radio or over WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Yes, we're talking about licenses required by business, by businesses. So on top of the Crack House Comedy Club suspension due to its infamous video, there was another issue about this. Licenses. It was found that the outlet has been operating in TTDI with only a restaurant license, not an entertainment license. And what kind of licenses are needed for restaurant owners, and what will happen to your license if something of the same sort happens to your business? We've got Hanson Low, lawyer from Thomas Phillip Abacus and a solicitor, to find out more. We also call him Handsome around here.
Right, so it was reported 2 weeks ago that DBKL will issue a show cause letter to Crack House Comedy Club as it has been operating without the correct license. It was said that the Crack House has been operating in TTDI with only a restaurant license and not an entertainment license. So the Deputy Federal Territories Minister, Dato' Sri Jalaluddin Alias, said that they need two licenses altogether, a restaurant license and an entertainment license, to operate with legal compliance. He also added that the comedy club did not have a valid license from 2014 until 2017, but obtained an operating license in 2018. And even so, it was just an operating license, not an entertainment permit. So although several applications were made, the operators of the premises failed to comply with various requirements in each application.
So the Crack House Comedy Club is not the only one with licensing issues in regards to entertainment operations. Ankasa Space was also another venue that has ordered to close down by DBKL without warning last Sunday, and I believe the Evening Edition covered this story on Tuesday. To give some context about Ankasa Space, it is a live music event venue that aims to support local activities and artists, and its owner, Mohamed Zulhami Zulifan, alias Uncle Elmi, specifically believes that DBKL should not view Ankasa Space as a nightclub. DBKL said that upon checking its operators, the entertainment license that they held had lapsed on 25th September last year. Uncle Elmi broke his silence with a series of tweets on Twitter by announcing that he'll be closing down the venue for good. And according to a series of tweets, he has no intention of saving Ankasa Space.
So Uncle Elmi also explained that he'd have to pay a total of 77,000 ringgit to obtain a new license, which he cannot afford. To break down the numbers, 50,000 ringgit is for the deposit and 27,000 is for the process of obtaining the licenses. And the refund period of the deposit can take up to 4 months. Although he is ready to let Ankasa Space go, the owner is going down for one last fight to talk to the regional minister, secretary, to provide them some help to save the venue.
This makes us wonder, how many licenses do a restaurant that provides some form of entertainment and entertainment space that serves food need? Unfortunately, there are quite a number of procedures and may not be as easy as you think. According to a government portal, business licenses can be categorized into three different logical groups, namely general licenses, sector industry specific licenses, activity specific licenses. That's why you need lawyers. General licenses are the usual: company registration, income tax registration, EPF, Perqueso, HRDF, business premise licenses and signboard licenses. Business premises licenses and signboard licenses need to be applied from the respective state authorities. And for restaurants specifically, you have food establishment licensing and food handling license.
Yeah, so to obtain a food handling license, a food handling course conducted by the Ministry of Health approved training school needs to be attended. So besides liquor and halal license that wholly depends on your restaurant's needs, if you want to play music of any kind in your restaurant, a music author's copyright protection Berhad license is also needed to be applied. And this music license starts from 600 ringgit and could go up to 5,000 ringgit.
So side note, a halal certification is 200 ringgit per unit premises for 2 years, and an average application can take between 6 to 24 months. And this sounds like a lot, because it is, and we've not done yet, right? There's this composite license you need to apply for as well, to inform officials as to when and where to dispose of your waste.
So when do you need an entertainment license? So as long as your performances such as music, singing, acting, dancing, martial arts demonstration, or showing off films, videos, movies, and even video games, many come under the purview of entertainment. So if your business premises do provide any sort of entertainment, it is important and crucial to obtain such an entertainment license. Because anyone who provides entertainment without a license can be fined not less than 10,000 ringgit, but not more than 50,000 ringgit, or even imprisonment up to 5 years or both.
You know, when you apply all these licenses, you think, no, do I really want to start this business? I'm already broke, you know, before starting a business. So anyway, KL City authorities have also warned entertainment outlet owners and other premises in the city to fully adhere to their licensing conditions or risk having their business licenses revoked. In April this year, three outlets in Bang Sa were ordered to close for conducting entertainment, that's music activities, without license. A stubborn entertainment outlet operator continued to flout the law despite being raided and hauled up to court several times throughout last year. The premises sound system equipment were confiscated. So what about open mic performance performing at pubs or restaurants? What are the repercussions for premise owners if the performers did something legally offensive? And what can happen to open mic performers if they're performing at a non-licensed venue? So yes, we will talk about this with Hanson Low, lawyer from Thomas Phillip Advocates and Solicitors, after the break. You know, when you're listening to this though, Lily, you know, you're a lawyer, Yes. What are your thoughts around this?
I wouldn't want to open a restaurant anymore because there are so many procedures to go through, and I think without legal knowledge, there are just so many things that you don't know what you don't know.
Right. So it may not be an F&B outlet. It may not be, you know, but there's still, you know, whether you're just opening, not radio station, just like opening an office, there's so many other kinds of licenses that you have to take into consideration. For example, pipe music, right, in your office. I don't know what are the rules. So the best thing would be to I guess, consult a lawyer on what you need, right? Because there's just so many layers that I wasn't aware of that you need to look into before starting this. But I think, like, very importantly, after this, we're going to talk about, you know, in that case of the not a performer, the person who just stood up at the open mic, right? Whose fault is that, right? Is it the, you know, forget about the license story, but just whose fault is that? Is that the entertainer, or is it the established fault, exactly, for allowing this, right? And comedy falls into this whole space, right, where we have this open mic days, and then they're not really a paid entertainer. So all these factors have to come to play.
And contracts and whatever agreements.
Yes. So if you have any questions, you can tweet us or at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We've got a lawyer, like I said, you know, in the studio with us, and we can get him for free for the next hour. So yes, any questions, put that through. Stay tuned to Enterprise. Miss Bikes, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Good afternoon, Frida Liu, together with Lily Chai. We're talking about business licenses and what sort of business licenses do you need. Of course, this is on top of the Crack House Comedy Club suspension, and of course, finding out that, you know, they've been operating with only a restaurant license and not entertainment license. And of course, the recent announcement as well with Angkasa Space having to close down and paying a huge amount if they decide to continue the license, right? So these are the questions that we've got today. You know, we've got other questions around this, and Hanson Low, lawyer from Thomas Phillip Advocates and Solicitors, is here. And we've got a couple of questions as well over on WhatsApp and Twitter, and we'll get to that in just a moment. And if you have any questions for us, do send them over via Twitter at BFM Radio or over WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Hanson is omnipresent and omniscient. He's all knowing and he has all the answers in the world. We'll try. No, we're just kidding. But of course, we'll attempt to answer your questions as comprehensively as possible. But back to this issue, Hanson, you know, right, to run a restaurant, there needs to be a business premise license, signboard license, and music license. Besides these, how many specific licenses are there that restaurants must register for? And how much? Okay, well, maybe you don't have the money, but like, what kind of licenses do you need?
Okay, hi, Frida. Hi, Lily. Thanks for having me here today. But before we begin today's session, like, I need to do some disclaimer. whatever is said is, you don't, the listener, please do not take this as legal advice. If you really have the need, please engage a lawyer or get legal services, or you can come to us at Thomas Phillip Advocate and Solicitor. We are always happy to serve you.
Okay.
So, okay, go back to your question, Frida, about to run a restaurant, there are premise license, signboard license. How many license do a restaurant need? Honestly, there are a lot of license here in Malaysia. And how many license do you need depends on what kind of things you want to do. Like, previously you have mentioned liquor license, food premise certificate and all those. Those are the license that you need if you want to serve food. You will need a food handling certificate or license. If you want to sell liquor, you have to have a liquor license. There are public house license, there are beer house license. And if you are doing some halal business, you will need halal certificate from JAKIM. And of course, our issue today is entertainment license. If you have, you know, plans to do entertainment or performance in your premise, you will need an entertainment license. So really, it depends on what do you want to do.
Right. So I guess the thing is, like, when you have about to start a business, best to consult a lawyer on what kind of business you are and what kind of licenses you would need. Right.
So when does an entertainment license really come into play? Like, when do you need to consider having an entertainment license?
See, an entertainment license is actually provided. Go back to this Crack House or Angkasa issue here in KL. Entertainment license is provided under the Entertainment Federatory KL Act. So first, you need to see what is a what do you mean by a place where you have entertainment. So the Act provides that any premise or building which an entertainment is provided and public is allowed access to, regardless of whether they pay or not, that will be considered a place of entertainment. So, and if you want to have entertainment there, to provide entertainment there, you will need a license. Then we will have to look again, what is entertainment? So similarly, the Act provides a lot of examples of what is entertainment. Performance, music, singing, even displaying of fireworks is considered entertainment, where you will need entertainment license.
Whoa. Because, okay, for example, you know, and then you know, for example, a friend of mine who owns an art gallery, and he was for Chinese New Year put some fireworks for this, not fireworks, not fire, you know, firecrackers and all that. So that required it. That required an entertainment license.
Well, strictly speaking, displaying of any kind of fireworks would need.
Whoa.
But, well, I guess we tolerate that kind of things. You know, probably it's just a once in a year thing.
Okay.
But strictly speaking, any firework is considered entertainment under the Act. And in KL, you will need an entertainment license for that.
And of course, there's also the question of enforcement rights. Okay, how can businesses check how many licenses they need altogether? Call you.
I mean, calling me is one of the way. But the easiest way, I would say, is you can call the local authority, because most of the license you can check or get or apply through the local authority, for example, the DBKL. But there are also other licenses, such as the music license that you get through the MACP. Those are not really through local authority. So to cover all bases, I would say it's really advisable for you to get a legal advice, so that, you know, your lawyers can do all the due diligence. What are the kind of business that you want to do? What are the license that you would need? So the lawyers can help you check all that and, you know, assist in the application.
Okay, so let's trace back to Angkasa's issue right now. So they needed to pay a total of 77,000 K to renew their license, right? That's not an affordable amount for a license. How much are these licenses usually, and are lawyers needed to be involved in obtaining such licenses?
The fees for licensing would differ from license to license. And a lawyer is not, it's not mandatory for a lawyer to be involved. But like I said earlier, you can always check and apply yourself, you know, submit all the forms, pay all the fees. But again, how sure are you that you have covered all bases, you have followed all the procedures, you know, make all the payments? And if you get a lawyer to help you do that, well, the lawyer is supposed to cover all bases.
Right. Okay, so it took DBKL almost 8 years to discover that Crack House Comedy Club did not operate on an entertainment license, but only on a restaurant license. In addition to that, Angkasa's base was ordered by DBKL to close down a few days ago because they haven't been operating with a valid license for almost a year. So is DBKL negligent in any sense in these two situations for not making checks more regularly? And can DBKL take action after 8 years of not discovering their fault?
I think DBKL is already taking action. I mean, they are already ordering closure. They have also, they can also go into the event space or the premise to conduct searches.
Right.
They can assist in the investigation. So yes, they can, you know, take action, which they already have, you know, by ordering the closure. And if you ask if the DBKL is negligent, I would not say so. You cannot fault the DBKL for not checking on you doing business without a license. Like, you, if you conduct, if you carry on a business, you ought to know what license you have. Okay. You ought to have applied to have the license.
So it's on the assumption that they're doing the right thing.
Yes, yes. Mm. They, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So I think it's time for us to take a short break.
It is. All right. We'll come back because I've got a very pertinent question, which is kind of gray for me, right? And I'd like to get to the bottom of this in just a moment. And of course, Hanson Low, a lawyer from Thomas Phillip Associates, advocates and solicitors are with us. If you have any questions, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Those who have written in, we will get to them after this. Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
It's Enterprise Biz Bites. Frida Liu together with Lily Chai. We're talking about business licenses in light of what's happened at Ankasa Space and also the Crack House Comedy Club. If you have any questions for us, do send them over to WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or over Twitter at BFM Radio. Hanson Lau, a lawyer from Thomas Phillip Advocates and Solicitors, are here to address some of these questions that we have. You know, extending on the Crack House Comedy Club incident for restaurants, bars, or pubs, right? And this is a great area for me, where open mics, right? People come and go very often. And I would say they're amateurs. They're not even professionals, right? And if somebody comes up, in this case, the amateur performer, does something illegal, offensive on stage and gets caught by the police, as is the case, will the venue owner be held collectively responsible for the incident, and will the operating license be revoked as well?
So, you see, under generally, a license will be revoked if the holder breaches the conditions where the license was given upon. So, if performing or conducting certain performance is prohibited under the license where it was given, then your license will be revoked.
Oh, okay.
Will be revoked. So, and under the Act, it says that if entertainment is provided in any place of entertainment, so if you conduct entertainment in a place of entertainment, the owner of the place is deemed to have provided such entertainment. So there are chances where if performers has, you know, do something illegal or is something offensive, chances are the owner could also be held liable, or investigation could also be done against the owner of the place of entertainment.
Because I know a lot of places, like for example, restaurants, and they say, hey, you know, I've got my friend, they want to sing here on Friday and Saturday and everything, right? They you know, and my friend wants to do it for free. In that case, you need a license.
Yes, your friend can do it for free, but as long as they are performing,
and they're entertaining.
They will need an entertainment license.
Okay, so what should venue owners, right, restaurant owners and people like that take note of when they let someone perform on their premises? And is it necessary to have a contract with them or an agreement with them when it might be just for one night or just one song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, at the very least, the owner of the place or the premise will have to know what kind of performance the performer is doing.
Mm.
Like, you can't be knowing nothing and allow the person to just go there and do what he wants and perform what he wants.
It's an open mic, you know, in the comedy scene. It's just, I just find that such a grey line.
I mean, you, as an owner, you have to know this, at least, not to details, but at least you have to know roughly what is going to happen and things like that. With regards to contract, it is not a must for you to have contract to anything, actually.
Okay.
But then again, if you have a contract, it lays out what your responsibility is, what your obligation is, and what your liability is.
Mm.
So in any event, if you want to sue the performers for causing troubles, for bringing you all these troubles that you don't need, you could do that through that contract.
Okay. Now, in this case, if venue owners do not have entertainment licenses, will open mic performers get in trouble? They don't know whether what license you have.
That is true. That is true. But as far as the Act that I've mentioned above is concerned, it focuses more on the owner of the premise.
Okay.
It really speaks about what the liabilities or what is going to happen or the punishment to the performers without license. But then again, these performers could always get into trouble with other kind of laws, okay. You know, like the Penal Code, like what is happening with the crack house incident.
Right. And I'm just thinking right now, right? So for example, I go to a restaurant and the staff starts singing happy birthday to me. If you want to get to a nitty gritty, they're entertaining me. But they don't normally have performers. Like, you don't have to have an answer for that.
Okay. Are open mic performers considered as freelancers? And or what laws are they protected under?
It depends. Usually, they would be a freelancer if they, you know, they work on a project-to-project basis. Like, I perform here every now and then. Mm. And as a freelancer, usually you don't. You're not covered under the Employment Act or the Industrial Relation Act, unless you actually sign as an, you know, work under the restaurant or something. But without that, as a freelancer, you're not covered under these two statutes. The best or something that you can do is go into a contract with the owner, with the owner of the restaurant. A contract is always there to protect your rights. Okay. What are the payments you get, when you can get the payments,
okay.
Things like that. It's protected under the contract, so it is always advisable to go in a contract.
Okay, so in that case of the open mic, there's not a contract though. It's just someone who's just trying out comedy, supposedly comedy, but any trying out. So they don't have a contract in that case.
Well, you don't really have to, you know, when we talk about contract, it's not necessarily a written formal contract where you sign and then you stamp and
then verbal.
Yes, verbal or through messages and all those. You can show that, yeah, we have sort of like a contract that, yeah, I'm going to perform here or I'm going to try it out here and this is what is going to happen. So it's not necessarily a written white piece of A4 paper.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this question here from Karen Wong, which is just generally about a business. Do I need a license if I make and sell soap online on an ad hoc basis from my home? If yes, what kind of license do I need?
First, I think you will need to register to the SSM. Mm. But as far as I know, I don't think you need a license to sell soap.
Okay.
I don't think you need a license to sell soap. But again, it is better if, you know, due diligence is done and do a more thorough check onto this.
Okay, another message from Mr. Johnny. He asks, what will happen to entertainers in open park spaces where they place their hat in front of the on the ground and while doing their performance?
See, the Entertainment Act provides that no one shall provide entertainment without a license. So if you are providing an entertainment, you perform and everything, you will naturally need a license.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can apply that through DBKL.
Right.
You might also want to check with the venue owner. If it is an open park, then most probably it belongs to the local authority. But if it's a private space or it belongs to someone else, so what you want to do is you might want to check if the owner is okay with you performing at that premise.
Okay. So at the end of the day, you're going to start a restaurant. You're going to start a business, right? So the first thing you do would be what? To consult a lawyer first or go straight to DBKL first?
If you are confident, you think you know, and you can always go and check with the local authority or any other authorities that,
right,
you know, might provide license. But if you feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that you don't know and you want to be safe, you can always engage a lawyer to do due diligence, engage on a minimal fee for just to check out what kind of license you might need and things like that.
You can always contact Hanson now.
Yep, that's true. You can always come and contact us.
Okay, thanks for being with us again. We'll definitely get you back with the next issue next month. Hanson Lau, lawyer from Thomas Phillip Advocates and Solicitors, and of course, right, so you know, when you're looking at setting up your business, making sure that you've got all the right licenses in place, go to local authorities if you're confident, and if not, you know, just definitely work with someone who would understand this a bit better. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of Enterprise Biz Bites. This is Ria Liu together with
Lily Chai.
You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.